The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you now to count down from 10, silently if you don't mind, and when you get to 1, you'll hear one of the greatest voices on this or any other planet. 3, 2, 1, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Monday. Chris Himes, welcome to Monday. I'd like to personally welcome you to Monday. This is Monday's show, hour 1.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I love it's my Monday. Privilege as the host to welcome you, to welcome everybody to the show. I'm in Danbury, Connecticut, in my childhood home, where I used to watch episodes of Kojak, Brady Bunch. It all happened right here in Danbury, Connecticut. Okay, we have John Zmirak coming up in hour 1, and probably we're going to drag him into hour 2. Hour 2, we will play an encore of my conversation with the great James Lindsay. James Lindsay is prominently featured in our documentary, Letter to the American Church. And I have to tell you, folks, everywhere I go, because, you know, sometimes you get close to something and you lose perspective. I've seen the film a number of times, and I'm in it, so I cringe. But people are raving and raving. Now, you know, it's one thing for people to say, like, no, I liked it. It was good. People are raving about it. Flashpoint's Gene Bailey texted me. He had just finally watched it, and he said it was amazing, all caps, amazing, all caps. I get that a lot. I was in Denver. Suzanne and I were in Denver over the weekend. And actually on Friday, we were at Brave Church in Denver. This is one of the great churches, Brave Church in Denver. If you're in the Denver area, I highly recommend Brave Church. And we were there, and it's the same thing. The pastor there, Jeff Schwarzentraub, I always have trouble with his name, he hadn't seen it till that evening. And there were literally, I guess, over 2,000 people. Just in that sanctuary, there were 1,400 people. And then they had two campuses showing the film Friday night. And the response to it has been really stunning to me, because it's one thing to, you know, you believe in something, but you don't expect people to say that was an amazing film. And that's what we keep getting over and over. So I just want to be clear. If you haven't seen it, please, please see it. Go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com. Everything is there. You can buy the book. You can buy the DVD. People keep asking, how can I get a DVD? LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com. You can own it. You can lend it to your friends, obviously, if you get the DVD. LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com. You can also rent it at LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com, so you can watch it on your computer. And you can buy the study guide, the book, the DVD, whatever. But
I was just going to say about the rental, it's been nice to see the reviews, because this is the first time we've been able to see, like, hey, you know, we've heard people will come up and see it at the screenings, but people are leaving reviews now on the rental site, and it's great to see everybody reacting so positively. And you mentioned James Lindsay, who actually kind of went viral over the weekend because he was on Joe Rogan talking about his book. I don't know if you saw that. So I feel like I want to say we had James Lindsay first before Rogan had him. But
yeah. Anyway. Hey, Rogan, get in line. You need to get in line.
Yeah, get your own lit.
With your ivermectin, your horse pills. You need to get in line, pal.
Yeah.
So
he's weightlifting. But anyway, back to Lindsay, I do think the stronger parts of the, I mean, it's all strong, but I think the thing that people are reacting to when they bring up James Lindsay is that he really lays out sort of the slow march of Marxism through our culture. And as you know, if you're a normal person like me with normal IQ, you kind of just know something's gone really wrong, but you don't really know how to put your finger on it. But you look around and you're like, what is happening? And it's literally the first time, I think, for a lot of people that it's laid out in a very clear, concise way of like, oh, of course, this is exactly what's happened. It's a slow march of Marxism that was kind of a deliberate thing that's absolutely happened and we're in the middle of it.
Well, what the film does is it helps you understand what is happening. I know you just said that, but I want to underscore it. It helps you understand what is happening, why it's happening, and why it is incumbent upon the church, Christians in America, to stand up. You don't need to be a Christian, but if you dare call yourself a Christian, you need to know, biblically speaking, you have an obligation. And historically, and that's what we talk about in the film, many Christians have missed this. Many Christians are missing it today. I looked on Twitter this morning, and people are posting, you know, nasty stuff at me. I posted something, a wonderful article by Mark Divine on my Twitter account. And he talks about how John Piper and John MacArthur have really given these, you know, excuses to the church over the decades to not be politically involved. And what MacArthur and Piper say is wrong. Now, what much of what they say is right. But on this issue, they're getting it wrong. And so I posted this article on my Twitter account and on Truth Social, and I'm fascinated by what I get back. People, it's all emotion. You're not dealing with the arguments, you know, and people just get all emotional. Well, that's not thinking. You need to use your brain and to think. And if you're not thinking, be quiet and think first, because you're just spouting platitudes and unfortunately helping the enemy. So we've got to do our best. And if you get something wrong, as I say, if I get something wrong, I can correct it. I can repent. But this is so important. So I want to ask everybody, please go to lettertothemericanchurch.com. If you haven't seen the film yet, please see it. Please. I also say this, and I said this in Denver at Brave Church, please share it on social media. We need everybody to help spread the word. We're trying to create a movement. This is a movement to save America. For God's purposes, not for America, for God's purposes. That's the whole point of America. We're supposed to be a shining city on a hill for God's purposes, not for our purposes. So in any event, got to say that. Also, before we get to John Zamirak, I should mention that after we were in Denver, we went up to Windsor, Colorado, about an hour north of Denver, and there's a Calvary Chapel Church in Windsor, where they showed the film as well, and I spoke there. And I was hanging out with Lauren Boebert, the heroic congresswoman from Colorado. I tell you, she was talking to me about some bills that she's proposing. Insane. We need to get her on the program to talk about some of this legislation that she is putting out there and why they hate her. I tell you, the left despises her because they know she's one of the heroes. It's just amazing to me how, you know, the battle that we're in and how ugly it is. I should also say that when I was in Denver and then again up in Windsor, Colorado, I met John Strand's mom and his two sisters, his youngest sisters. John Strand is a friend. He is in prison because he was on the Capitol grounds on January 6th, 2021. He is such a good man, and to meet his mom and to hear about what he's going through, I ask you to pray for John Strand and for all the J6 people. It is just unconscionable. It's very hard for me to take in what has happened in this country. It's wrong, but the truth will come out. We will continue to pray and we will continue to speak. That's our job. Before we go to Zmirek, let me remind everybody, we're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. We need everybody to do what they can. I don't know what you can do, but we can all do something. And I ask you, please, to go to metaxastalk.com, metaxastalk.com. Let me just say, you know, that it is vital that if you listen to this program, you would do what you're able to do. Everybody's able to do something. We all have to get in the game, and we have to support those who are standing strong. That means hopefully support me in this program. Go to mystore.com, mypillow.com, use the code ERIC. It definitely means this month supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom, and you can do that at metaxastalk.com. I ask you to support them. They're heroes. We'll talk more about them at the end of the hour. The phone number is 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. We'll be back with John Smirak.
For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Folks, as the music has told you, we have none other than Big Bad John Smirak on the program to help us process what is happening in America and the world. John Smirak, welcome back.
Hi, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Don't be so passionate about it. Now, listen, you have written a pretty amazing article. I put it on Twitter. In the article, you talk about, there are certain things that really are confusing. And the back and forth on this proposed TikTok ban. We all know TikTok is evil. We all know TikTok is China. It's wicked. But the ban that's been proposed, Rand Paul and others and you have clarified why this ban is a very bad idea. And you wrote about it in your article. What is the title of the article you wrote at stream.org on this subject?
The TikTok ban is the Patriot Act Part 2. Another Trojan horse for deep state tyranny.
Before we get into it, where do we know where it stands right now, this proposed ban? Who is proposing it?
It has passed the House with a bunch of Republican votes, a majority of Republicans. And here's the kicker, tons of Democrats. So this is why it should not be confusing. If Democrats are willing to support something, it's bad. Right there, if you get dozens of Democrats willing to sign on to something, if Nancy Pelosi is for something, you should be against it. We are at the Democrats will not impose any border security. They're letting thousands of unvetted strangers into our country and flying them all over the country. They want to castrate our kids, abort babies up through birth. The Democrats are not a party of misguided people. They are not guided by any human ideas. The Democrats are, you remember the passage in the gospel, the scattering swine possessed by demons galloping down to drown themselves in the sea? That's the Democrats. So if you see a herd of pigs galloping towards the sea, you don't need to think, should I join the herd of pigs galloping toward the sea? Let me weigh the pros and cons. No, you run in the opposite direction.
So this is where we are in politics today, that if something is bipartisan, you know it's bad.
That's right. Right there.
We know.
Reach across the aisle and take Nancy Pelosi's hand and agree on something, you know it's bad. I'm at the point now that if the Democrats came out against cancer, I would have to give cancer a hearing. I would have to say, wait, there must be something about cancer because the Democrats are against it.
This is pretty basic. This is pretty basic. And obviously, all you need to do is hear that the Democrats are for it. And you go, wait a second.
But now let me make the argument on the merits.
Thank you.
Your first instinct should be tribal. A man in a van with tinted windows is sitting outside a schoolyard offering candy. You don't have to ask, is that a good guy? Right. So that's the first thing. But the merits of the TikTok bill are so crazy. They give the president and the deep state the authority to look at any media, Rumble, Twitter, Facebook, any medium. They can look at it and say, do we think that this is owned by or secretly controlled by some foreign adversary? Now, by foreign adversary, they don't mean a country we've declared war against. They mean a country that we say is an adversary. So in theory, Biden could say the Vatican is an adversary, and therefore Catholic media is controlled by the Vatican, so we're going to ban it, and the First Amendment doesn't apply. They won't do that, but they could under this law. So what they are setting up to do, they are trying to give Biden the power to censor the internet in the buildup to the election. All he has to do is say, I think Elon Musk is controlled by Russia. And that's it. He has the power to say it, and no one has the power to challenge it. Let me finish. He could close down Twitter. He could close down Rumble. He could close down Salem Media just by saying, I think they're reprinting Russian disinformation. And let's remember, the Hunter Biden laptop story was censored at the request of the CIA. Facebook censored it, even though it was true, because the CIA and its honcho said, we think this is Russian disinformation. So what this is a repeal of the First Amendment. Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul said it's the biggest act of censorship in American history. So, of course, it's wrapped up in a shiny bow. We're going to protect your kids from China. You won't protect our kids from pedophiles, from drag queens reading them pornography in schools, but you're going to protect us from this one thing. And you don't have any ulterior motive like giving Biden the power to censor the internet. Today, at the Supreme Court, are oral arguments about when they censored the internet over COVID. And great people like Jay Bhattacharya, other scientists who were censored by the media, by the government during the COVID panic, are saying this was a violation of the First Amendment. Well, guess what? If the TikTok bill passes, cases like that won't make it to court because this gives the president the power to completely censor the internet.
Okay, John, here's the question. Because a lot of times people are busy. They can't follow this stuff. How is it that this could happen? In other words, we expect heroes like Rand Paul to sound the alarm against this evil. But who in Congress that we would expect better from have been behind this? In other words, who on the Republican side? I'm not talking about, you know, the people that we know are rhinos.
I don't have the list, Eric, but 150 Republican congressmen voted for this. There shouldn't be.
What though? That gives me hope because there are 150 bum rhinos. We already know that. So
it's not all rhinos. It's people good people say, oh, TikTok, that's communist, that's China, vote against it. And they don't think twice. And in my column at The Stream, I explain how this happened once before. The Patriot Act. I was one of those nut jobs who opposed the Patriot Act. Ron Paul and I and Pat Buchanan and seven other people, I think I know them all personally, we opposed the Patriot Act. When it passed, I think you remember, you probably remember the feeling. We have to protect ourselves against the terrorists. And you got to take the shackles off the CIA and the FBI to make sure that there's not another 9/11. Some of us said, this is really dangerous. I said at the time, don't give George W. Bush any power that you don't want Hillary Clinton to have in 3 years. Nobody listened. The Patriot Act passed in this huge bipartisan thing, exactly like the TikTok bill, to protect us against a dangerous foreign enemy. It wasn't China. It was radical Islam. They passed it.
For those of us who don't remember the details,
I'm about to go into the details. The Patriot
Act. What the Patriot Act actually was. And what was the year? Was this 2003?
No, I think it was 2001. I think it passed pretty soon after the attack.
Okay.
All right. So the Patriot Act, what it did was essentially during the 70s, the reforms of the CIA had created silos so that the CIA could not work directly with the NSA and the FBI. Effectively, the CIA couldn't use the FBI to spy on Americans. The FBI couldn't do sting operations, such as once the Patriot Act passed, what the FBI did, they went around to mosques and offered thousands of dollars to random Muslim Americans, saying, how would you like to do some terrorism? How would you like to fight some jihad? Here's a building we want to blow up. Here are the bombs. Here are the plans. The FBI created dozens of fake terrorist plots out of thin air and entrapped ordinary Muslims into those plots and offered them the material. Sometimes they'd wait till just before it blew up and then swoop in and stop it. Exactly what they did in Michigan with the Governor Whitmer plot, where the FBI made up a terrorist plot to kidnap the governor and execute her, and then went out and found Americans and convinced them to do it, gave them thousands of dollars, gave them guns, and flew them around. Again, the FBI creating fake terrorist plots to entrap Americans.
And that this happened way back then, and it has continued to happen. So this is more than two decades now. And now this was going on before that, but this is so dirty. It's so filthy.
I have to give you the next step. Some of us said, this is very dangerous. This is going to be used against innocent Americans. Under Bush, it was used against innocent Muslim Americans. Obama, once he came in, saw that, oh, I have the machinery. I can treat my domestic political opponents as extremists and we can target them. Soon you had the attack on the Tea Party. You had the attack on pro-lifers. The intelligence community has become the fourth branch of government, and it is not answerable to any of the others.
We're going to pick up on this when we come back. Lots more with John Smirek. Folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. We need everyone who listens to this program to step up, to do what you can. The banner is right at the top, MetaxasTalk.com. Please be generous. Please do it today. We need your help. Thank you. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0596 right now or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Zmirak. It's spelled with a Z. Don't be confused. Z followed by an M. M is the first letter of my name. In case you're confused, M is the first letter of my name. It is the second letter of John's name, which begins, the first letter is a Z. Z-M-I-R-A-K, John Zmirak. John Zmirak, let's continue. This is very important stuff. Thank you for clarifying. Keep going.
The TikTok ban is the Patriot Act Part 2. The Patriot Act Part 1 removed Americans' protections from being hunted by the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA in the deep state. And this Patriot Act is what allowed Obama to turn the FBI and the CIA into a domestic political police on the model of the Russian KGB and the East German Stasi. And we saw what happened with pro-lifers getting their doors kicked down by the FBI over nonviolent offenses. All these things come from the weaponization of the intelligence community. The intelligence community became a fourth branch of government in no way answerable to the others. When Donald Trump took office, the FBI and the CIA decided they were going to nullify the 2016 election. They were going to completely thwart Trump's efforts to do anything, and they even cooked up a fake impeachment plot. The Russia collusion hoax was entirely a lie. Everyone in the FBI knew it was a lie. Everyone in the CIA knew it was a lie. They knew it was partisan garbage that John McCain and then Hillary Clinton had cooked up in the course of the campaign. They knew it was a lie. We got all the way to impeaching a president of the United States. Donald Trump wanted to rein in the deep state. He had good instincts. He knew the deep state is out of control. He tried to bring in Michael Flynn to rein them in. Michael Flynn would have been over them. What did they do? They cooked up a fake crime and accused Michael Flynn of it. And Mike Pence convinced Donald Trump to fire Mike Flynn. And so Donald Trump's presidency ended before it began. During the transition, Mike Pence convinced Donald Trump to leave the deep state in place, persecute Mike Flynn and his son with fake crimes. What that did was it allowed the deep state to cook up the fake impeachment, the Russia collusion, to cripple Trump in office. What that was a deep state coup. The way the CIA would do coups in Honduras and Guatemala in the 50s, the CIA did a coup in the United States in the winter of 2017, when Mike Flynn was prevented from coming in and cleaning up the deep state.
I have two questions that I've been holding back here. I want to, first of all, quickly, I want you to answer. I'm always curious about degrees, right? Like, it seems to me, I would guess at this point, that Mike Pence was used. In other words, that there's a naivete with Mike Pence, that he's not all in the way that some people are all in on the deep state. Would you at least agree with me a little bit on that, that he's not a wicked guy, but that he was used because he's naive?
He's a coward. I have another piece of the stream called Indiana Trans and the Pensing of Nome, where I explain how Mike Pence betrayed Christians in 2015 as governor of Indiana. He had supported this Religious Freedom Restoration Act that would have protected Christians from the LGBT lobby. The NCAA and Amazon and the Chamber of Commerce all threatened a boycott of the state of Indiana. rather than stand firm for the religious rights of Christians, hence gutted the Religious Freedom Act. As a result, now there's an Indiana couple, a Catholic couple, whose son claims he's trans because the school psychologist got hold of him. They don't want to use fake pronouns. They don't want to call him by a girl's name. They have lost custody of their child, and he has been put in a trans-friendly foster home.
Thanks to Mike Pence. Okay, second question before we move on. I got to ask you about George W. Bush. When the Patriot Act happened, you knew it was wrong. I was, as usual, naive, or really, in that case, not paying attention. A lot of folks don't pay attention, which right. is part of the problem. But I just want to ask you, do you think in 2001, when the Patriot Act was proposed, we now know that it has been used by the left and by the deep state. Who do you think was in on it at the time? Or do you think it was just the way things went, right? In other words, even though I think George W. Bush.
I think the people in the CIA, the Brahmins, the very wealthy people like the Bush family, have a profound contempt for ordinary American people. They regard the ordinary people as grubby proles who ideally could be replaced by docile immigrants from Latin America, and they don't really care about the rights of individual ordinary Americans. They only care about what they see. Their fellow citizens are the people they see in international business class or who fly private. Those are the only real humans. Life starts not at conception, but when you get into Harvard or Yale. And if you don't get into Harvard or Yale, you're never really fully human.
But so John,
elitist.
I think that's true, but I'm still kind of wondering.
They don't care about American freedom. They care.
Well, no. I understand that, but I'm still kind of wondering. Do you think when they put the Patriot Act in, was there anybody who knew where this would be going in 20 years? Was there anybody?
Ron Paul was saying it in Congress. I wrote it in the pages of American Conservatism and Encyclopedia, which was published by a conservative publisher. Some of us were warning at the time. Libertarians were warning at the time. You are politicizing the CIA. You are turning the intelligence community into an arm of the executive branch so that the president can target his domestic political enemies and destroy them. Some of us.
Well, you didn't answer my question. When we come back, I want to push you on that. And then I want to talk to you about other unpleasant things. Folks, we're talking to John Smirak. Don't go away. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC. Got out of town. Folks, welcome back. Talking to John Smirak. John, I'm still not clear. I was asking the question, you saw where this could go and you warned about it. And Pat Buchanan and others warned about it. Naomi Wolf on the left warned about it.
Right.
But my question is, do you suppose that there were those in the CIA, in what we now call the deep state, who already then saw where it was going? In other words, you warned against where this could go and where it would go. But do you suppose that there were people planning for it to go in that direction already when the Patriot Act was being pushed forward? That's my question.
Oh, obviously. I'm sorry. I thought that was obvious. Yes, of course. The people in the intelligence community wanted more power. This is human nature. Anybody who has power will want more power. The whole point of our system of government is to provide checks and balances to limit people gaining more and more and more power and using power as a means to gaining more power. That's what governments do. Governments, by their very nature, tend to be tyrannical. That's why our founders set up this unique, wonderful system designed to frustrate people in power. Our system of government is intentionally inefficient. It's a Rube Goldberg. It's like this big, elaborate contraption that, you know, a squirrel runs on a wheel, which pulls a string, which makes a canary sing, and all of it does is crack an egg at the end. And that, and to people like Woodrow Wilson, and to people on the left, to those who call themselves progressives, all these constitutional protections were a pointless waste of time. They were 18th century obsolete mechanism. Nowadays, what you hear is, oh, that's a system designed by slave owners. Anyone who you hear attacking the Constitution or the founding are doing it because they are tyrants and they're frustrated that the Constitution keeps them from kicking down your door, taking your guns, taking your kids, and putting you in a labor camp. That is their motivation, because that is man's motivation. Man is fallen. Man is corrupted by original sin. Our founders saw that, so they set up a system designed to fight against itself in order to frustrate this profound, okay, innate human corruption. So, okay,
I want to talk to you about your new, the other articles about David French, but give me a quick yes or no on this one, because this is my, you know, I'm always just curious. Do you think it's possible to repeal the Patriot Act under a second Trump administration?
Politically, I think it would be very difficult, but I would love, we'd have to get Trump behind it. And you might even get votes from the Democrats. Because some of the Democrats, their actual Muslim terrorist friends, will see an opportunity there.
Maybe we can get AOC to link arms with
Rand Paul.
With Rand Paul. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the article you wrote about David French. What's the title of this article at stream.org?
David Vichy French endorses Biden. Are we seeing a tragedy or a farce?
Before you go into that, because this is really sickening, that David French, a so-called evangelical, a so-called conservative, actually endorsed Joe Biden. We have to put that in context. The other day, maybe it was yesterday, Mike Pence refused to endorse Trump. If you refuse to endorse Trump, I think that means you endorse Biden without saying so. But let's talk about David French.
That 0.5% of the vote that Mike Pence attracted in the primaries is really going to make a difference.
Nothing to do with whether it's going to make a difference. It has to do with the optics. Right. I have to say, for Mike Pence to be unable to say that he endorses the GOP nominee, that is astonishing that Mike Pence was unable to do that. Why would he not do that?
Well, more astonishing is that Donald Trump in 2016 couldn't see what a squish Mike Pence was for having betrayed Christians in his own state of Indiana. And my fear is that somebody will convince Donald Trump to pick another Mike Pence like Kristi Noem. In my article, I explained that Kristi Noem in the state of South Dakota has been every bit as bad towards Christians and family and pro-life issues as Mike Pence was in Indiana. So if Trump picks Kristi Noem, he's just turning his back and waiting for the knife to get stuck in all over again. So the most important thing about Mike Pence is that he can be replaced with another cipher, another meaningless nothing like Kristi Noem, who will also serve the deep state the way Mike Pence did.
Okay, but let's get back to the obviously explicitly offensive story that David French, this man who has written for National Review, he considers himself a conservative and an evangelical. He has endorsed baby killing Joe Biden. How can this be? Please explain.
So my piece is, I call him David Vichy French. And a couple of years ago, I made that joke on Twitter before I was permanently banned from Twitter. And it obviously really upset David French. He sent his little flying monkeys, his minions, his followers, started accusing me of violating the compact of civility. And I said to them, I never signed any such compact, nor would I sign any such compact. Where did I agree? Oh, we're all going to play nice because nothing important is at stake, right? Well, in my column at The Stream, I compare David French, who was once kind of a conservative hero. He was a senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which you're always talking about, which the Biden administration is trying to debank right now. He helped found the organization Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, a free speech champion. He was pro-life. He was Republican. He presented himself as the voice of principled conservatism. How could this guy now be supporting Joe Biden? He called drag queen story hours one of the blessings of liberty guaranteed by the Constitution. How did that happen? Well, what I do is I look at the career of Joseph Darnand, one of the leading actual historical Vichy French collaborators with the Germans. Joseph Darnand was a French hero in World War I and World War II. He fought the Nazis in World War II. He was captured, escaped from a POW camp. He was one of the most highly decorated military heroes in France. Yet he ended up working for the Germans, running the militia, which was the Vichy French police that hunted down the resistance and sent Jews to camps. How did Joseph Darnand end up? He hated the Germans, loved France. How did he end up a German puppet?
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Folks, we have one more long segment with John Zmirak after the top of the hour. That's the beginning of hour two. We will continue this conversation with John Zmirak. After that, we're talking to James Lindsay, prominently featured in Letter to the American Church, the documentary, which you can get at lettertothemericanchurch.com, lettertothemericanchurch.com. Welcome back. We're not done with John Zmirak. Do not go any place because Zmirak has not finished raving and ranting.
You know, Zmirak's a lot like a Kraken, by the way. He is our resident Kraken, and,
yeah, he's
and
the
much
resident
like a genie, he's hard to put back in the bottle. He's hard to put back in the bottle, you know.
He's the toothpaste that you cannot put back in the tube. That is who John Zmirak is. I won't deny it. That's who he is. All right, listen, before we get to Zmirak, I want to remind everybody of this beautiful opportunity we're giving to everyone. People always say to me, Eric, what can I do? Can you be specific? What can I do? One thing you can do is you can spread things on social media. I ask you to spread lettertotheamericanchurch.com on social media in your circle. Spread lettertotheamericanchurch.com. We need to get the word out. We're trying to save America for God's purposes in history. This is a great nation. We've been a great nation. We are in a very, 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 very bad position. And if we, who call ourselves Christians, do not stand up and fight, we will lose what Lincoln called the last best hope of earth. We are losing it. We deserve to lose it. But by God's grace, we won't. But we have to fight. People often say to me, as I said, what can you do? Well, this month, the Alliance Defending Freedom is asking you on this program to help them do what they do. I mentioned in Colorado, and I talked to some people who have a horrible case, and they took it to the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Alliance Defending Freedom couldn't take the case because they don't have the bandwidth. If they had more money, they could take more of these cases. The cases they're taking are just astonishing. And so to give to them, you go to metaxastalk.com. But I want to let's just give you a hypothetical just so you understand what they're doing before we get back to John Zmirak. So let's say, hypothetically, you're a teacher in the Georgia public schools, okay? You've been teaching for years and years. Suddenly you discover your district where you teach is planning to read books to kids as young as 5 years old that are promoting same-sex marriage. This is including in classes your own kids are attending. What would you do when you're faced with that situation? Now, this is Georgia. We have this corrupt rhino, Governor Kemp, okay? So this is happening. What would you do? This is happening all over the country. What would you do? You're in Georgia, you teach, and this satanic mandate is shoved down your throat. Are you going to speak up? Are you going to keep your mouth shut? Are you going to look the other way? What are you going to do? Well, this is one woman's answer. I want to play this. We have the tape. Let's play that tape.
My name is Lindsay Barr. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a mother of three. I went to the principal, and I was fired for raising my concerns. I lost my job in the school district where I had worked for over 10 years as a teacher. That's wrong, and that's why I reached out to Alliance Defending Freedom for help. What's happening to me isn't right, and I'm standing up because I don't want it to happen to anyone else.
I don't know what else to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you, step up to the plate. Do what you can do. Do what you can do today. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner right at the top. Folks, please, this is doable. This is the horror, is it's doable. We can fix things, but everybody has to step up. Everybody, that's part of the whole thing, is this inertia. Step up. Step up, do what you can do. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. The next target of these folks, it's going to be your kids, your grandkids. We've got a goal this month to raise $35,000. We haven't even done 30% of that yet. If everybody would just step up, do what you can. The number, the phone number, MetaxasTalk.com is the website. The phone number, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, or MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back with John Zmirak. And after that, James Lindsay. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.